This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There was a report that the contract negotiations between the Yankees and Cody Bellinger are reportedly at an impasse, which means that it's at a deadlock. And if you remember last week, Jack Curry reported that there was a wide gap between the Yankees and Bellinger. And then you have this report, which I believe was a Buster only report, about it being at an impasse and a deadlock, basically saying this is it. So, and from other things I was reading, the Yankees are expecting Cody Bellinger to sign elsewhere. Now, this could just be negotiation tactics. And we know the baseball offseason is long and there's too many drips as far as free agency. And I know that when Rob Manfred was on with Craig and McMonagle last week on the Carton Show, they asked him about possibly having a free agent deadline so the offseason wouldn't be this long in terms of, here we are, Tucker hasn't signed, Bellinger hasn't signed. So I like the idea of that, because the NFL, the NBA, it's a couple days, everybody signs, and we move on. With baseball, it's just never ending. So it could be negotiating tactics. That being said, if this is not accurate, but if this is the case and the Yankees and Bellinger, they're not seeing eye to eye, neither side's going to budge and it's not happening and Bellinger's gone, from the Yankees' point of view, I don't understand what they're doing this offseason. I really don't. They're not even running it back. If they don't sign or re-sign Bellinger, this isn't even a team that's running it back. I don't see how you replace him. I don't see, he is a perfect fit. He showed you he can play in New York. We know the history with his father playing here. He's a guy that you throw in the middle of the order, his defense, his swing for Yankee Stadium. Like, it's a perfect fit. He is the perfect hitter for Yankee Stadium. And obviously, he can save you as many runs as he can drive in. So what has been a quiet offseason for Brian Cashman? I really don't understand the philosophy or the thought process. But what has been a quiet offseason, now you hear this and you read this, and it's not just from Curry, it's the report that came out over the weekend that they're at an impasse. It's a head-scratcher. Because they don't seem to be involved with Kyle Tucker. So if you said, all right, no Bellinger, but we're getting Tucker, okay. Now, do they pivot to Bichette? That's out there. Do they go in other directions? Hope so. If you're a Yankee fan, I would hope so. Because otherwise, this team, if they keep the roster they have right now, especially with some of the injuries they have in the rotation going into the year, that to me is unacceptable, particularly if the Blue Jays sign Tucker and they get better, and they were already better than you last year. If teams that are around you that you're competing with get better, you know, Bregman goes to the Cubs. Not that that's I'd say, if anything, that's a good thing he gets off the Red Sox. But still, a team that's active, they're making moves, guys are signing. And the Yankees have come up with this plan to not even run it back, but because they're not signing Bellinger, but just sort of, well, we have a great rotation. We have Aaron Judge. We have Jazz. We have Stanton. We're comfortable with this team. We're holding the fort. Remember that line? We're holding the fort for Anthony Volpe. Holding the fort? He shouldn't be allowed in the fort. Anthony Volpe, by all accounts, and the way he performed last year, should not be getting an opportunity to start at shortstop. Yet, when he comes back from injury, they'll hand him the keys. Sounded like they might have traded for Cabrera to get another starting pitcher. That didn't happen. They have been very quiet, the Yankees, this offseason. And to me, Bellinger is the top guy on their list. Like, you want to retain your guy. This would be the second straight offseason that you brought in a player, and then in 1 year, he's one and done, and he's gone. Which leads me to the Mets. Cody Bellinger has felt like the guy that David Stearns would value at a big-time level. He's athletic. He's great defensively. He could play multiple positions. Center field, we know. The corners. When Soto wants a DH, you could put Bellinger at right. First base for Bellinger. He's a bat in the middle of the order that can give you 25 and 90, 30 and 90, something like that. Knows New York, can handle New York. He gives you that professional outfielder. And a guy with a lot of versatility, which is what David Stearns so far has targeted. Versatility, athleticism, defense. Bellinger fits that bill. So if I'm the Mets and I see these reports, I would absolutely step in and offer Cody Bellinger what I would say is a sizable contract. Because I think he's very valuable and would be very valuable. All along, I thought it was like 50-50, Yankees and Mets, draw it right down the line. Perfect fit for both. We know with the swing, because the Yankees have seen what, to me, he'd be even more valuable for the Yankees because they've watched him day in and day out. They know what he brings to the table. They know how good he is. They know how good he is with at the plate and also in the field. And yet, maybe it's negotiating, but the fact that they didn't even offer him a contract that took months, and here we are now a couple weeks after the contract offer, and they're just at an impasse, and nobody wants to blink, and basically the Yankees are expecting him to go elsewhere, then they better pivot to Bichette. Because, yes, the Yankee fan is very forgiving in the sense that they'll pack the park, they'll expect and probably see 90-win team, and they'll send their ire towards Aaron Boone. But I don't understand the strategy of not greatly improving your roster when you're not even the best team in your division, and you're certainly nowhere near the Dodgers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.